I'm Rick Dantzler, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the Citrus Research and Development Foundation.
You gave some quick summary of where the CRDF is these days. You've said, among other things, you've reduced staff in the few months you've been there.
That's right. We've had a 25% reduction in our staff. Candidly, I didn't think we needed a business manager and an office manager, so we have now just an office manager. Those decisions are always hard, but growers are having to do more with less, and I thought we needed to follow suit.
You noted that in your new calls for funding projects that you're going to put an emphasis on applied technology versus basic research.
That's correct. And a good example of that, basic research has taught us that the bacterium lives in the phloem of the tree. That's what basic research taught us. Applied research would teach us how to get a killing agent into the phloem to kill the bacteria. So that's a good way of understanding the difference between the two. But here we are, 400 projects in. We've learned more about the disease, the vector, and the pathogen than ever before. But we've got to begin getting some of this knowledge into the field to give growers practical solutions.
And Doug Bornik, I think, mentioned that. He said we need deliverables just like that.
Well, that's right. I mean, the river, probably more than any other citrus-growing region in Florida, has been devastated, and we've got to help the grapefruit industry, and we are totally committed to that. And I think that this part of the state can benefit from applied technology as much, if not more, than any other.
You apparently had heard some criticisms because you said, believe me, we're going to go wherever we need to go to get answers. Apparently there were some, or you heard some criticisms down the line that you weren't going everywhere you needed.
Well, that's right. We're a direct support organization for the University of Florida. And as such, we are there to support the citrus industry primarily. And most of our funding has gone to the University of Florida, but we're not wedded to that. We will go wherever we must in order to get answers that allow this industry to stay in business.
You made a comment, I'm not going to play it safe.
I'm not going to play it safe. Don't have time to play it safe. I'm 63 years old. This could be my last professional move, and I want it to mean something. But also, growers are hanging on by the skin of their teeth, so we don't have time to play it safe.
You ask the group, is CRDF doing what we need to do? I know you really want the answer to that, but you didn't get any responses. What did you take from that?
Well, I think generally we are. I think that growers generally believe CRDF is hitting the target. But there is frustration because we're still struggling, and how many years have we been into this? You know, I mean, I understand the concern, but we are going wherever it takes to find answers, and we're going to get there.
Finally, you said we must get more production from HLB-infected trees.
Well, that's right. I mean, almost all citrus trees of fruit-bearing age have HLB, so we have to squeeze more production out of these greening infected trees. We think it's going to end up being a site-specific integrated production management protocol, and anything we can do to help out with that, that's where we're going to be.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.